Bryce Anderson is chief meteorologist with DTN. Bryce, we heard your webinar yesterday on the potential effects of El Nino worldwide. I'd kind of like to focus on the United States. First of all, to the western part, do you see that we could get enough rainfall to alleviate the drought in at least part of California?
I think the drought, Ken, is going to have some moderation in the far west. I think the likelihood is for central and southern California, especially with the more active storm pattern that we get with El Nino, and that's going to certainly help things out. I don't think they're going to solve it because the extent of the drought is just incredible, as everybody knows by now. Now, you get farther to the north, certainly from Sacramento to Reno, along Interstate 80, and then north. I think that there's going to be some issues still with normal to below normal precipitation during the winter. And with the likelihood that that part of the country is going to have fairly mild temperatures, I am not confident that we're going to see the kind of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains that needs to happen in order to really help the reservoirs fill up. I think we'll see more snow, obviously, than we had this last year, but still not the kind of longer-lasting snowfall that the reservoirs and the irrigation systems would need all season.
Bryce, turning your attention to the Midwest, we have had a very good fall for harvest, but the eastern part of the Corn Belt did not have a good spring because of too much rainfall, yet they're the driest right now. Do you think we're going to see any kind of an El Nino effect across the midsection of the country?
Yes, I think we will, Ken. And in the eastern Corn Belt, there's a very strong relationship to a drier winter when El Nino is in effect. The storm patterns with El Nino, you know, tend to focus over the far west and then across the southern tier of states. You know, we're seeing that going on right now. And then the polar jet stream gets diverted over southeastern Canada and then into New England. And we see that polar jet veer away from the Great Lakes and the Eastern Corn Belt, and so because of that, there's just kind of a very quiet area in the Eastern Corn Belt that develops when El Nino is in effect, and I think we're going to see that this winter. Along with that, we're going to go into the spring with fairly dry conditions, I think. That's going to be favorable for getting field work underway, but it will put the Eastern Corn Belt in need of some supplemental moisture as we go through the spring next year.
So, rolling the dice for Iowa, what kind of winter do you see ahead?
I think that in Iowa, temperatures are going to be fairly mild, and I look for generally near normal precipitation. I think that if there's a tendency for a little bit of a drier trend, it would be over northeastern Iowa because of its proximity in a little bit closer distance to the Great Lakes. Western Iowa, I think, is going to fare better with the moisture track kind of catching some of the some of that residual precip that comes out of the southern plains. But overall, I think the state is going to have a fairly mild winter on temperatures and generally near normal when it comes to precipitation.
Bryce Anderson, chief meteorologist with DTN, thank you very much.
You are welcome, Ken.